Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts, cities thereabout. We thank God for you, 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 and you, being on the other end. Yes, wherever you are, I trust that you are warm. You, you, and you. We have a cold front all over, don't we? My. You got to stay warm now and try to get some place where you can stay warm without space heaters and stuff. Those are pretty dangerous with children around, too. So remember now, remember, Jesus still loves you, whether it's cold weather or not. I know you didn't bargain for this kind of weather, but you know what? We complain when it's hot, you know, so I know you're going to complain when it's cold. Just no way we can get around this, can we, this complaining business. Oh, my. But you know what? I thank God today for you, just the same those that thought it not robbery to listen, you know, to us today, trusting God to make a way for you, all right, and help somebody. If you got an extra blanket and you see somebody out there in the cold, kind of give it to them or bring them in and let them stay in your garage or something somewhere where it's a little bit warmer than outside. Okay, if you can do that, do that. Do whatever you can. Oh, yes. I do have to ask my people here, what did they do with the blankets that we had? We had an overstock thing of blankets to give out, and I don't see them right now, so I'd like to know what happened to them. Right, did we give them all out or what happened? But, you know, you always make a way to help somebody. You know, and don't forget your plants now. Your plants get cold. Your animals get cold. Everybody gets cold at this time. So you're going to help, right? Yes, you are. And remember, call us and let us know what you're doing. You know, 347-857-3925. What you're doing to stay warm. Tell me the unique way you're staying warm. Do you have hot bricks? You know. Or just move. Where can you find a warm climate at right about now? If Florida, I don't know. You lot have ice over there now. Praise God. My God. We are going through it, aren't we? But you know what? I thank God because I know Jesus. And I get joy when I think about whatever he's doing, wherever he's doing it at, it's for a reason and a purpose. Yes. And we're going to survive. Look at it. Tell the devil you're a survivor right now. Say, I will survive whatever weather I have to encounter. All right? All right. We're going to have our Sister Diane right now pray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just say, thank you, Lord, for just waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord Father. Father God, as we come before you this day, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God, for our sins, Lord Father God, that we have committed against you, Lord Father God, in thought, deeds, and in actions, Lord Father. Thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for being that merciful and forgiving God, Lord. Father God, as I come before you, Lord Father God, holding up, Lord Father God, our prayer list to you, Lord Father, those that are in the hospital, Lord Father God, those that lost loved ones, Father. Father God, those that are seeking your face, Lord Father God, and need the strength, Lord Father, to come out of the world, Lord Father God. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that are seeking jobs, Lord Father God, or even need help in school, Lord Father God. Father God, those that have court cases, Lord. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that are praying, Lord Father God, one for another, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch them, Lord Father God, name by name, Lord Father. Father God, those that are dealing with dialysis, Lord Father God, give them strength, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God. Father God, that they turn to you, Lord Father God. If they don't know you, Father, place someone in their life, Lord Father God, that they're able, Lord Father God, to draw near to you, Lord Father God, and accept you in their life, Lord. Father God, we thanking you for being merciful, Lord Father God, as you are merciful to us, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, for Deacon Whitted right now, Lord Father. Prophet Hunt, Lord Father. Cheryl White, Lord Father. Touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Gary Dunkley, Lord Father. Father God, Marion Christian. Victor Santos, Lord Father. Marie Rhines, Vianne, Father Ashley Ligand, Jamie Ligand, Lord Father, Marie Antoine, Lord Father. Father God, these are just few names, Lord Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord Father, as I continue to lay my hands, Lord Father God, upon the prayer list, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to have your way, Lord Father God, in them and through them, Lord Father God. We continue, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father God, that they find their way, Lord, that they don't leave this place, Lord Father God, to go into a Christless grave, Lord. Father God, we pray for our unsaved loved ones, Lord Father God. Father God, we're praying for this nation, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, and plead the blood of Jesus over those minds, Lord Father. Father God, that want to commit suicide, Lord Father God, or Father God, take someone's life, Lord Father God. We pray today, Lord Father God, that you touch their hearts and touch their minds today, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father God, to keep us, Lord Father God, under your wings right now, Lord Father. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now. Each and every person, Lord Father God, that is listening, Lord Father God, upon this broadcast, Lord Father. Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father God. Bless them, Lord Father. Father God, any sin they have committed against you, Lord Father God, in thought, deeds, and in action, Lord Father, we ask for their forgiveness right now, Lord Father. Father God, I ask, Lord Father, anyone listening, Lord Father God, now or on a later date, Lord Father God, that they do find a time, Lord Father God, when we're on, Lord Father. And Father God, press that one button, Lord Father God, that they ask, Lord Father, for us to lead them, Lord Father God, to you, Lord Father. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over my apostle and deacon right now, Lord Father God. Decrease them, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Father God, as they bring forth the word, Lord Father. We ask you to have your way. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Did we miss you? Huh? We don't want to miss a prayer for you. All right, then you have to call and give us your name and what is wrong if you want to, or it's an unspoken request. 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And I'll say, I didn't hear from you. Bless God. You know, God is still good. You know, God is so good. I know some of you are going through great trials and tribulation and things you don't understand. But let me tell you one thing. God is faithful. And he promised you something, he's going to do it. And God promised me something, and I'm believing him today, knowing that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Now, I know people stand in your way, and people say they're going to do this and that, but you can't depend on people. You can only depend on God, and when God move on people. Now, if the people want to quit or not do, that's them. They miss their blessings. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, God is the one that ordered this way. All right, we'll go into that in a few moments, you know, praise God. But let me give you just a little short word. Better to master one mountain than 1,000 foothills. Better to master one mountain than 1,000 foothills. You know, you know what they say, a lot of people, they, you know, have all kind of traits and all kind of things that they can do. And they're trying to multitask a lot of people, and they can't multitask. They can't keep straight a whole lot of things because they're trying to do too many things at one time, you know, so it becomes confusing. So master that one mountain first and then go to the next. How about that? Isn't that right? Amen, amen. We thank God for Deacon Mike being here. We thank God for Sister Diane here. And we thank God more than anything for you on the other end. You know, I know this is a cold day and you don't want to stick your hand out to turn the radio on either, do or use the phone, you know. Isn't that funny? Praise God. They want to put the hand out outside the blanket because it's kind of cold. You know, Florida is cold, too. You know, we don't expect this kind of weather, you know, being this cold. But you know what? You'll get used to it. The sun's shining. Think about this. You got Florida sun. Sure do. Praise God. God is good to us. You know, today, you know, I'm just going to talk with you somewhat, and then I want you to call and let us know that which you desire to us to talk with you about. You tell us some things you'd like for us to cover, and we'll try to accommodate you, okay? And also pray for you, all right? We want to continue to pray for you. We pray on the TV, We pray on this telephone. And then we pray on Friday nights on the phone. Yes, conference line there too. And we have other conference lines during the day, you know, and sometimes we are at the church praying. We're always praying, so we won't cover you some way down the line, okay? And do you want us to? All right, now, you don't want us to, we can't do it because you didn't call in. Praise our God. My. Today, you know, we want to start talking to you about something today. And we're going to be in Psalms here. We're going into Psalms, I believe it is. And I'm going to start with Psalms, 119. Now, you know that's a long psalm, okay? All right, we're not reading the entire psalms now, we're not. But I am going to start at the 119, 133, okay? The 133rd verse is where we will start with today. Order my steps in the word, in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. You don't want nothing to hinder the word of God in your life, do you? Not a thing, do you? Not a thing. Now, we're going to talk about that kind of today because we will say these things. It sounds good. Order my steps in thy word. You know that there's somebody wrote a song concerning that. Is that right? And we go about and we want God, we say we want God to order our steps in the Word. Mm-hmm. But if I don't say anything else today, I'm going to say to you that you are to be sure of every step. Tell yourself, say, I'm going to make myself sure every step I take, you know. Now, how do you do that? How am I going to really keep my word, you know? When God get to ordering my steps, we get to asking questions, don't we? We get to asking God, is this you, Lord? Lord, they making me upset, and I'm not going that way anymore. Well, now remember what you said. Order my steps in thy word, huh? Now, I was sitting thinking a few minutes ago, and I was thinking about how God be ordering our steps. We don't understand, or we didn't hear God in an audible voice telling us to go this way or that way. But listen, there was that voice, still small voice, was speaking to you, directing you in the directions to go. But you want the other voice that's sitting on your shoulder telling you to go the other way. Huh? And which one would you listen to? You don't listen to the still small voice. Very few people listen to the still small voice. Okay? When he be directing your steps. All right? Now, let me just say this. We're not going to like the basic places that God sent us. We're not going to like the directions that he point us to or take us to, you know. Now, suppose God want to do something for somebody and God want to use you, you know. You do have the means. You have the know-how. You know, you'd be surprised how many smart people there are in the world. Hmm? And each one have a purpose. Each one have somebody that God directs them to. Do you see? But when God begins to order their steps, they want to tell God what to do. I don't want to go there. I'm not doing nothing for them. Well, you sure got a lot of nerve, you know, telling God, you know, listen, that's a bad thing. I'm telling you right now. But when you done ask him already to order your steps, you should obey. Obeying is not something that people want to do, is it? Let's say it's something that they don't do in their right. Come on now, they just don't want to obey God. Now, why is that so hard? The devil's stuff sound better, don't it? I want to do this because it looks good. People accept me more. But let me tell you, they're not going to accept you anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? You know why? Because God is orchestrating your life already, and you want to go the way the devil wants you to go instead of going in the direction God is taking you. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, you're going to have a harder time with the devil. Everything's going to be mixed up, crazy, and out of sorts because of the fact you won't. Are you like that today? Did you hear what I say? Are you like that today? Are you hard-headed? Let's just put it this way. You know how parents have some hard-headed children. Huh? And some of them children will do what they say and some won't. You see what I'm saying? Some will follow instructions, some won't. They're going to have it their way. Anyhow, you know, we just all need to tell them this. This ain't Burger King. Have it your way, because you ain't going to have it your way. Do you see? All right. Because of the fact that you ask God to order your steps. You say, Lord, I want to go in the direction you want me to go in. But when he starts directing you, go over here and talk to this person, go over there and talk to that person, you got all kind of reasons why you don't want to go. You mad with somebody, you don't like them, or you don't like them. You know, we got so many hang-ups today. Why you don't want to go talk to this one or that one? Hmm? But then suppose they don't want to talk to you. Huh? So there's nothing you can do because you are following instructions of God, so you go try to work on them, to talk to them about what God sent you to talk about. Hmm? You know, you got a whole lot of Jonas out there. You got a whole lot of people out there that don't want to do what God say do. And working on what? The Jezebel spirit. Hmm? So many don't even know that spirit is operating in them. Hmm? Because they turn from the steps that God told them to take. Are you like that? I sure hope you not today. God knows I hope you not like that. Mm-mm. My God, that's a bad way to be, people. Bad way to be. You know, can't follow instructions. Then you wonder why you can't get a good job. Because you don't know how to follow instructions. You want to go to the job and tell the boss what to do. That's not your business. Hmm? You want to tell somebody what to do, then get your own business. Then you can tell them, you see. So we always trying to do the opposite of what we should do. Now that's bad. That's bad. That's real bad, you see. But let's go on a little further. We're going to go, let's go to the 37th Psalms. Okay, the 37th Psalm. And we're going to read a little, we may go back some fold, but let's start at the 22nd verse, okay, of the 37th Psalm. We're going to start at the 22nd verse. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Did you hear that? Now, the 23rd said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Huh? That's delight when you follow God's instruction, huh? When your steps are ordered by God, that is so delightful. You have so many blessings that just overtake you, you see? And much delight, much delight. And the Bible says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You may not make it. Something may happen, but let me tell you, God going to uphold you with his hand, his own hand, not somebody else's hand. God going to uphold you with his hand. He's going to pick you up, do you hear? He's not going to let you stay down there if you fall. Now, he didn't say you wouldn't fall. Yes, we all may we have the time that we may fall. There may be a time in our life where we are a low in our self-esteem, or we may forget something and fall, or something may happen in our life to cause us to fall, or somebody may come in your life and really slip you a bad one, you know, bad word, or do something terrible to you or something, and you may fall, but you won't stay there. Why? Because a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. You can't stay there. It don't matter how the devil try to make you stay there, try to curse you and say all kind of evil against you, you will not stay there. You know why? Because you made sure of every step you made. You say, but if I make sure of every step I make, why did I fall? Well, you know how some holes in the ground is covered up, and you know, like somebody set a trap there for you, and you went to step over there because you was making sure you was in a straight path, in God's path, and what happened? You headed and you fell. So what's happening? God's not going to let you stay there. He's going to pick you up. And I went back to thinking about, I was thinking about Joseph. You know, I love to talk about Joseph there and his brethren, you know, and how cruel they were and how they hated him and they was jealous of him. You may have people in your life like that. They could be your relatives. It doesn't have to be outside people. You can have relatives like that. See, you're not exempt from that now. None of us is exempt from that. But they took and they wanted to get rid of him. See, and in the Bible, they say they tried to get rid of him, and they talked about him, and they poked fun at him and everything. But he kept right on and talking to them and telling them what God had said to him. And he didn't understand himself at first of what was going on and what these dreams he was having about. But he wanted to talk to his brothers. He thought they would help him out, but they didn't help him out. Instead, what did they do? They dug a hole. Stuck him in a hole in a pit, try to get rid of him. Then go to tell the dad, the father, that, you know, it was a beast that got him and killed him and cut him up and put blood on his coat and everything to convince his dad that he was dead. See? But you, when God is ordering your steps, no matter what trap the devil puts out there for you, God's purpose is going to still stand. And you're going to get up out of that hole. Did you hear what I'm saying? Because God got a way for you to get on up. When you hear his voice, you're going to come up out of that pit you in. Do you get the picture here today? Why? Because your steps are sure and they were ordered by the Lord. Do you hear me today? Your steps was ordered by the Lord. Now, nobody can't stop you unless you just want to give up and die and quit. Now, because God don't go against your will. He gave you a will to choose life or death, live or die. He gave you that choice. Do you hear? So when he made you, that choice was already instilled in you. You can choose what you want to do. Okay, now, just because some people choose death don't mean you got to choose death. You don't have to choose to stay down and look for people to, you know, throw pity parties for you. Let me tell you, that ain't going to last but 2 hot seconds because they ain't going to pity you but 2 minutes. And after that, they gone on to the next place in life with whatever, whoever, you see. But when your steps are ordered by the Lord, God has got a way to make it so you can escape. That's what he said. He'll make with the temptation, he'll make a way for you to escape. He always make a way for you to escape that. You don't have to go that way. I love that when I think about that. You ain't got to go that way. When the doctor give you up, you don't have to go that way. Yes, doctor, I appreciate your diagnosis. I appreciate everything, these pills you got and everything you're doing here. I appreciate that, but the final analysis comes from God. You see, the final one comes from God. Now, you done give me a death warrant. Hey, I'm going to die. You ain't going to stay here but by about 10 more days or something like that. But listen, do you mind if I believe God here? I appreciate all you done. I appreciate them tests and everything else. But do you mind? Now, you see, when Joseph was in the hole, he had a purpose in life, you see. And he was sure of every step that he made that God was talking to him because God was channeling him through every trial that occurred in his life. Can you say the same for yourself? Or are you looking for somebody else to help you? Are you looking for Brother Momo down the street to help you? You're not being sure of your step because you're looking for someone else instead of God. when God has promised you, when he said, you know, for you to listen to him, he say, you talk to him and say, order my steps, God. And then he says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Your steps is ordered if you are that good man. Your steps has already been ordered by God. You have no other way to go but you know why? Because everything that happened, it cannot last for long. It cannot last but for a certain length of time as God has designated for you. So now it's time for you to get up, brush yourself off, and keep on going. Because when those trials come, they're only coming to make you strong. See, you are stronger to make the next step. No matter if one of the steps is broken, you're going to skip over it and keep going up. You get the picture? You're going to keep going up. Praise God. I must be getting bored. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, a good man's step. But let me tell you how David put it. In the 37th Psalm, he said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So you know them steps was ordered by the Lord. You done made it this long. No matter how old you are, you done made it this long, right? You could be 40, 45, 95. 105, You done made it that long, do you see? Your children, they weren't ever forsaken. Now, they might not have had steaks and all of that stuff, lobster, shrimps, or whatever. But they ate, didn't they? He said, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Was your children on the corner begging bread? See, your steps is ordered by the Lord. So when your steps are ordered by the Lord, because you're a good man, a righteous man or woman, you can delight in his ways because he will provide. Do you hear me? When they're ordered by the Lord, God going to provide. I don't care what nobody take from you. You might have got a divorce, and one of the other partners probably took everything you got. I had it happen to me. Took everything. Everything. Left me homeless. You see? But let me tell you one thing. My steps was ordered by the Lord. Did you hear what I'm saying? And when they're ordered by the Lord, what you lost does not even compare with what God replaced it with. You see? God will replace everything that you have lost. But you've got to be assured that you're that good man. You are the good man. And you have been praying, Lord, order my steps, Lord. Even in this instance, God, when everything is looked like it's gone down, that's why I love to read about the story of Joseph. You know, I love to think about him. Even he has lost everything in which he had lost everything. His family, his home, and he was sold into bondage. He was in bondage. Are you in bondage at your own making? Or did someone else cause you to be in bondage? And if they cause you into bondage, look at the bondage and see what type of bondage you're in and see. Say, now, okay, God, you done got me this far. Now, how do I get out of this? How do I break these bands that are tying me down in chains that got me bound up in this situation? Don't be afraid to ask him. Don't be afraid to talk to him. See? All of this was in your steps. See, when you stepped out, you didn't know you were stepping out in faith. Mm-hmm. But as you stepped out in that direction you didn't know you were going in, but you found yourself in, can you count it as joy? Because what? God has ordered these steps that I'm taking now. There is a reason for it and a season. I will only be in this in a season. I will not be in this forever. This too shall pass. Come on, somebody. Huh? You ready to pass out of it now? You ready to walk out of it now? I know you are. Now, inquire of God. See, you got to inquire with God of what hour it is. You know, when he told you in Ecclesiastes that to everything there is a season. When he tell you everything, to everything there's a season and a time, that means, listen, we don't know what time it is, so you inquire of God, okay, God, what season am I in? Is this the season that I've got to stay here until you finish the process that you started on me so that I can press on into a new realm in you, Lord God, as I grow? Can you do that? Will you do that? Because I'm remembering what David said too. I was young, I'm old now, and you know, hey, God, you ain't forsake me. Huh? I'm growing. Things happen for just a season and a time. It's not gonna be always. Trouble don't last always. Have you noticed that? And you ain't as bad as you thought you were. You ain't in as bad as trouble you thought you was. It just seems like a little uncomfortable at this time. God always direct us into some uncomfortable situations for the purpose that he purposed for us. You see? We want to be great. You know, you ask God, I want to be great, God, in you, and I want to have power in you. And we tell God all these things that we want, but we are not willing to pay for them. And I ain't talking about money. Sacrifices that we have to make to get where we want to go. And to everybody, the sacrifices must be made because, what did he say? Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Something has to be done or happen in order to get to where you got to go. Hello, somebody. You want faith? Then you're going to have to walk like you want faith. Well, God, give me more faith. God, give me more faith. And then I listen to people say, I want the wisdom, God. I want real wisdom, God. Do you want all this? Then you got to go through much suffering and a lot of pain to get there. And I know you don't want to go there because why, God? And then people say, well, you must be sinning because you're going through all this stuff. God taking you through that. That's not this. That's not a thing that God do. You don't have to go through a whole pain because you're sinning. It could be testing time. See where your faith is. Is it in God or is it in who? See, because a lot of times we get it out. I ain't going to say no name, won't be no blame or nothing. But I remember a person called me, and because they know that I'm gifted in God, they was asking me, say, well, you know, I'm sick, and I ain't never been sick, and they was, you know, pretty old. And they, is there anything you can do? I say, no, ain't nothing I can do but call on Jesus for you. They say, well, somebody done something to me. I say, ain't nobody did nothing to you. Now, since you think that, go to the doctor and find out what is wrong with you because ain't nobody did nothing to you. You see? And people got crazy ideas. You see what I'm talking about? That's a crazy idea. You ain't never talked to me. You ain't never called me in your life. Then all of a sudden you gonna call that. You must have heard something about me for to call me in the first place. You see, but I didn't give you the answer you were looking for. Do you see? I'm not prone to give you the answer you're looking for. I'm going to give you the answer that God gave me to give you. Because stuff you want to hear is useless. See, what people want to hear. They want to hear what they want to hear. To please their flesh for the moment, and they still got the same problem. Mm-hmm. They still got the same problem. You done forgot what you asked God. Order my steps in your word, Lord. Order my steps. Lord, I want to go higher. Lord, I want to go higher. These are things we constantly be praying, and we so busy praying on the eye, we forget about God. See? God, I want to go higher. God, I want more power. What you going to do with the power when you get it? Are you going to help somebody else? Is the power that you asking God for going to benefit somebody else, or are you thinking about the nickels and dimes that you're going to get in your pocket? Hallelujah. My God. God is merciful. Listen, and he do bless his seed. He told us that this is what he will do. He told us that. Let me tell you what 26th verse. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. I want you to know you are blessed because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? When you get to the point where you believe and trust him, see, and you're making sure of every step you take is the steps that God has ordered you to walk in. Then you getting on your blessed side of the street. You ain't on the other side where there's nothing. There's nothing on the other side, but you're on the blessed side. You're like Joseph. I'm going back to Joseph again, talking about him. Because the man was blessed through it all. He could sing Andre Crouch song, through it all, through it all. I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to take him at his word. Joseph was taking him at his word. What he knew about his God. That's in his DNA, you see. He knew his steps was ordered by the Lord. He wasn't complaining about all the heartache and what they did to him and how they did it to him. And he knew he was on a journey that God had set for him. And that journey had a big purpose for it. What's your purpose? Can you see the light today? Can you walk in the footsteps of Jesus as you go? Can you do that today? I just want to know. You can call in and tell me whether you can, 347-857-3925. You can call in and let me know. Are you going to walk in the footsteps of Jesus? Or are you going to let yourself slide in a downward spiral? Are you going to do that? You don't want to do that, do you? No. I'll help you answer. You don't want to go there. You want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. I know that's what you want to do today. I'm convinced that's what you want to do. But the enemy you allowed in your space. You allowed him to come in your space and take up residence in there. You need to read the story of Joseph. Joseph didn't let the enemy come in and take up space in no part of him. He wasn't having it. And you ought not to have it either. You get the picture? You're not to have the devil in there taking up residence in your house. Mm-hmm. You ain't taking up no residence in here. Because somebody got to go. Me or you, one got to go. You see, tell him that. Tell the devil that. I know you scared. You don't want to lose your money. But don't you think God got more money to replace that which you done lost? Huh? He will do it. God. Oh, if I could just get that to you. How God will make a way for you out of nowhere. Hmm? If we could just get that to you. You can see what God is doing. Hmm? But listen here. Let me read in 73rd Psalms for you. Let me read that. Let me tell you what he said. I'll start at the first verse. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But, say but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. I just about slipped on out of here. Hmm? I almost stopped doing it, what God called me to do. And so many times we let stuff, things, people stop us. Their manipulations.
Come on.
Their connivings.
Come on.
Their lying tongues.
Come on.
We let these things stop us and cause us to slip out of the hand of God. We don't become the seed of the blessed anymore. Huh? We become unfruitful seed, seed that has died. All of the inside of what is essence inside the seed is dried up. So therefore, no matter watering, no matter whatever you put on it, it's not going to come alive because God done killed that seed, you see, and taking it, and what is happening to it, it's off into nothing, it's going back to where it came from, see. But you have done what? Almost slipped, but today we're going to pick you up. We're going to pick you up with the word of God. Let the word right now, the word that's nigh you, near you, 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 and you, let that word pick you up out of that place you done got yourself in. Now, ain't nobody did it but you. Don't blame nobody. See, we got this old blame game thing. Everybody going to blame somebody. Well, I blame my mother because, you know, she was carrying me or she brought me in this world and I didn't have no milk or I didn't have no shoes or I didn't have this. And you're going to blame your mother for what you are now when you have had the choice to make a choice of who you want to be. You don't have to be the person that don't have nothing. Because God is an unlimited God, and he does what? He have unlimited resources for his people because he promised you. A good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And if your steps are ordered by the Lord, you're going to walk into heavenly places. You're going to walk into places of prosperity. You're going to walk into the blessings of Almighty God. You see, because he kept his word when you said, order my steps in your word. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Let it not have dominion. It may come, but let it not get anywhere. Because you gave me a standard to lift up before him, that he cannot have power over me. Talk to him now. See, this is time for you to talk to him now, huh? And tell him, You can call us at 347-857-3925. You can call us and talk to us and tell us about it. Let us know what you decided to do about that. Since it's in your hand now, the ball is in your court right now. Come on now. The ball is in your court right now for you to do what? Call the word, what you told God, order my steps in your word, God. So no iniquity have dominion over me. No devil in hell can have dominion over me. Come on now. Don't give him dominion over you. Don't let him take your space right now. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Listen, do like Joseph do. Still keep God, even though it don't look like you gonna make it. Look like everything is gone down. You still remember what the Hebrew boys say. Remember something if you don't remember nothing else. Remember what they say. If God don't, he's still able to. See, when you start speaking faith words and you start challenging the devil and all that, let me tell you, God going to rescue you every time. Now, he ain't going to say you ain't going to get into something else. God going to have something else up the road for you. He still may have something else because you say all of my steps in your word. See? Now, the word is what you want. In your heart, you want to be a great preacher. You want to be a great teacher, a prophet, an apostle, or whatever the case may be. You want to be great in that field. So if you want to be great, there's great expense you got to pay. You're going to have to give up something. Do you hear me? You want to give up something. How bad do you want it? Now, let me ask you something. How bad do you want it? See, and I tell people a lot of times, I say, listen, you don't want it bad enough yet. Well, what you mean? Yes, I do. No, you don't. You don't want it bad enough to make a vow to the Lord. Notice I said, and keep it. When you want it bad enough, you will make a vow to the Lord. Do you hear me? Lord, if you bring me out of this, God, I'm going to do thus and so for you, or, you know. I hate it when people say, "Lord, you bring me out this, I'm gonna give you this much of money." And as soon as you get the money, you forgot God. And you know when you remember it, after you done spent it all, then you remember. Don't you think that's the devil there? Make you forget to keep your word, keep the vow you made to God. He says better to not to make a vow than make a vow and don't keep it. Now you know that's where it is. See, if you had to go through what David did in order to be great like you want to be, would you say, "Okay, God, I'm willing to go"? Do what you got to do, God. Would you say that? No, I don't think not. Because your flesh is weak. And your flesh do not want pain. It does not want shame. It does not want to be rejected. It does not. Your flesh fights all those things. Now, your flesh will fight those things, but yet, it will allow you to be jealous and hateful. Now, where do you think your steps going to take you when you're walking in those things? You're not going to end up to no good. See, you ain't gonna end up to be no good because what? You let the devil come in and stole your joy, stole your blessing. You know, you open the door for him. Then you want to blame somebody else for doing it. Well, the preacher did it. The preacher ain't did nothing but preach the word that God gave him to preach. That's all the preacher did. But you want to blame the preacher. That's why I'm here. That's why I ain't going to no church. You just don't want to go to church. That's all. Stop trying to blame a preacher for that. See, you don't want to obey instructions. You don't want to follow instructions. You don't want to work. You want to be lazy. I want to just come to church and get all the blessings and then go home and party. Huh? Now, where are you stepping? And what are you stepping in? Huh? Tell me about it. See? That means you slipped. Slipped. What did David say? But as for me, my feet were almost gone. Some people's feet gone. Done slipped. Is it you? I trust it's not you today. Is it you? Are you one of them, I ain't going to church no more because that preacher ain't this and that preacher ain't. Preacher ain't got nothing to do with it. You just made up in your mind you didn't want to pay no tithes and put no offerings in. You don't want nobody to tell you what to do. Huh? You want to tell the preacher what to do. Well, that's not the way it is. Hmm? That's not the way God has set it up. Your steps are not ordered in the word. You ain't got no step in no word. Not the word of God anyway. See? You got it. You done stepped everywhere but in God. See? And yours ain't nearly slipped. It slipped. You say, why are you saying that? Because. Let me tell you what he said. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Don't that explain everything to you? Mm-hmm. Huh? Can I just tell you that again? Third verse of the 73rd Psalm says, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Consumed of your own lust. Huh? You slipped because of your own lust. You left church because of your own lust. You want to get into mischief. You want to run around and do something. You want to sleep all day and night. Hmm? Now, you know sleep. A man, the Bible say, the man that loves sleep come to poverty. Huh? And you say, well, I'm working. That's all you doing. You working, and what you spending your money on? Huh? What are you spending your money on? Men want to wear all these big rings and big necklaces hanging down and gold teeth. Women want to wear hair all the way down to the knees. Huh? So they buy a lot of hair. That hair is expensive. Did y'all know that? And you want to do all these things and you want to blame the preacher. Huh? Well, the Lord is the one ordering my steps. I don't know what Lord is ordering your steps, because how can he tell you to go out to the juke joint and party and everything and don't tell you that you can't come to church? What's your problem? Huh? Well, they ain't preaching what I want to hear. I guess not. They're not helping you sin. Okay, you want somebody to say your sin is okay. You know, I'm doing fine, you know, because I'm running around with this one and I'm partying and I'm going to this thing and I'm going to this festival and you know, and I'm drinking a little wine and a little whatever that vodka stuff. You know, I'm drinking a little something and all of this stuff I'm doing, this is what I want to do. Can a person do what they want to do? You can do anything you want to do. You have a free will.
Come on.
Then you the one going to have to pay the price, not me. See? That other person, that preacher ain't got to pay your price. I know you say, well, that preacher wasn't right. How you know it wasn't right? Do you live with him? Stop talking about some preacher wasn't doing something because you don't want to do right. Just admit that you don't want to follow instructions. You don't want nobody to tell you what to do. You don't want nobody to tell you about your sin. Just admit that. You don't want to admit it. but you sinned, and then he did tell you all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, huh? So you're not exempt. Be truthful to yourself. Hear what I'm saying? Be truthful to yourself, okay? You ask God to order your steps. He ordered your steps. He sent you to a place for you to be fed. He sent you to a place where you can grow in grace and excellency. He sent you to that place. And let me tell you, those that are listening on this radio, whoever, however, God sent you to this broadcast to grow, to get the full understanding of some things that you didn't understand. See? Huh? Because he ordered your steps. He said a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So you are the good man, a good woman, and God ordered your steps because he placed you in a position to hear about this broadcast and you to call this broadcast, not to run off and make a shipwreck. It's your responsibility to tell others about it, and to help other people grow, because those are the people that God has designated in your life for you to help. Help them get what you got. Do you see? I know sometimes your family don't want to go, but that's okay. You just tell them anyhow. They don't have to. You see, then you have to kind of wonder sometimes, do you reckon God is ordering in a step? If God ordered these steps, they didn't become the good man that God want them to become. Huh? Did you see? He tells you to tell them anyway, right? He's not going to hold you responsible because they don't follow. Your job was just do what? Tell them. Talk to them about the Lord and live the life. Let's throw that in. Live it. Live what you talk about.
Come on now.
Huh? Be saved. But know this, people do have faults, you know. Let's don't blow the faults out of proportion. We blow faults up. Well, I thought you was saved. What has my fault got to do with my salvation here? I said, that's why we pray. That's why we love, because love covers a multitude of faults and sins. You see what I'm saying? Now, it didn't say he covered all of sins, but as you love, the more you love, the more you love like Jesus loved, the more sins you covered. So you are becoming perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear what I'm saying? You are becoming perfected in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you get the picture? Because when you're good, your steps are ordered. God directs you in the right path. I've seen people God direct to our ministry. I've seen God, I know God directed, because he told me he directed them there. But some of them, well, you know, ain't enough men around here. If you come, maybe the men will come. You know what I'm saying? If that's what's on your mind, you got on your mind, I go there. You know, ain't no men there. I never get no husband. Let me tell you, the next church you go to, you ain't going to get down either. Because you didn't stay where God put you at to find one. He'll send somebody by. Somebody come along. But we are impatient, and we want to go make our own step. And you wonder why, you know that picture where there's these footsteps in the sand? Remember that picture?
Yep.
Yeah, you see that picture? So what happened? Along the way, Jesus ain't but no steps there but Jesus. He got to pick you up, huh? Because you done got tired of making your steps. So now he got to carry you. See? He had to carry you sometimes. All right? And you don't realize the fact that it ain't always the way you think it ought to be. Once in a while it probably is, but it's not that way all the time. You got to let God lead you. Huh? Just draw near to God. Draw near to him. Because the Bible says, it is good for me to draw near to God. That's what David said. It's good for me to draw near to God. It's good for you to draw near to God. And when you do, you put your trust in him, right? My God, draw near to him right now. I dare you to draw near to him right now. Take your mind from wherever it used to be or wherever it was. Just change your way of thinking. Change it right now. The ordinary that you've been in, and you know, letting people rule your thoughts. Okay? Why do we allow people to rule our thoughts? We want to be like them. We want to, you know, do like them. It ain't good for everybody. Find out what God called you to do so that you can be like you. You see? Be like you. Okay? I don't want you to slip now. I'm saying this so that you don't slip. If you slip, pick yourself up right now. Get up. Get up, rise, and shine, and give God the glory right now. Start praising him for picking you up. Start praising him for the word to pick you up. Pick you up out of that despair you in. Pick you up out of being perplexed about everything. Pick you up right now. God wants to pick you up. God wants to make things better for you. He's already prepared the way just for you. You hear me? Just for you. I mean, you're special to God. Do you know you're special to him? I know you think you're not, but you are. That's why you hear me today, because you're special to God. And he's given you an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. And he's breaking every yoke and chain on you right now. He's breaking it. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel lighter and lighter. You feel like you're floating. You know why? Because the chains are falling away, every one of them, right now. No more bondage. You're just like Joseph now. All of that. You done spent your time in jail now. See? You in jail to your own spirit. You was in jail. Lockdown. Your spirit was on lockdown. But you're free right now. God is freeing you. Yes, you. You know, you thought wasn't, did nobody care. But somebody do care. We care here. We care about you. Lifting your heavy burden right now. God has lifted it. And you're about to become what God called you to be. See? You're becoming it now. See? It's changed, changed, changed. Everything has changes in it. Every portion in life is changed. You're going to change for the better or change for the worse, whichever you choose. Today is your time of change. This is your season. Yes, yes, this is your season. Okay? Now you're going to call at 347-857-3925. You can give a call if you will. Oh, yes, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, we're going to see if Deacon Mike, is he here? Oh, days. Would you want something to say?
Dear Lord, we thank the Lord for that wonderful message from Apostle Porter. And, you know, I was remembering that song, Order My Steps in the Lord, and that song started ringing in my head about that. And I'm saying, man, I haven't heard that song in a while, you know. And, but it's true, you know, because a lot of people claim they want the Lord to order their steps. But when God, when push come to shove, huh, they ain't nowhere to be found. You know, they are turned their back. But, you know, I thought about when you have the Lord order your steps, you want to lead by example. You want to have your light shine, and you want to step according to the word of God. You want to live your life according to the word of God. You don't want to be uppity at people. You don't want to look down on people. But you just want to live your life according to the Lord. So when you live your life according to the world, according to the Lord, you'll be in great shape. But see, a lot of us try to manipulate the steps of the Lord that the Lord told us. A lot of us try to compromise also. So we need to understand you can't compromise God. You're not going to win that battle, because all you're going to do is put yourself in a lot of trouble and a lot of mistakes and mishaps. You know, because if we as a society learn to go by what God is teaching us, what the Bible is teaching us, we'll be in better shape. But since we have that mind of free will, we're all over the place. We're not following the steps. We're not doing anything that we're supposed to do. You know, because people have their own mind and their own agendas a lot of times, including the church world, where people come to church and they have their own agendas. I heard apostles say that some people say they should be over there, they should be over there with ours, and then they'll say there ain't enough men, and then you got the men say there ain't enough women. So what's the excuse going to be when you have them there? They're going to have another excuse. We don't like your music. We don't like what you're saying. You're asking for too much money. Everybody got an excuse. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to wear. No, see, I'll take that excuse for me. What size do you wear? You understand we need some shoes? What size shoes you wear? I'm going to find out something here, you know. You know, I'm going to find out something here and see what's going on, you know, when you start taking the excuses away from them, what excuse do they have? You know, but why lie about it? If you don't want to come, you don't want to come.
That's the way it is.
Don't lie about it, because all you're doing is digging yourself deeper. What you're doing is digging yourself your own grave, to be perfectly honest. Because just as sure as you skip out on that, something can happen to you. You know, you got a lot of people where things happen when they wasn't supposed to be where they were supposed to be. Things happen. You know, so let's not put ourselves in these bad positions. Because a lot of times the world catch up to you. And so does the Spirit of the Lord will catch up to you. As they say, what's in the natural is in the spirit. What's in the spirit is in the natural. It all comes together. Whether you want to believe it or not, it all comes together. And you know, earlier when the apostle was talking from Psalms 119 and 33, let me find it again. And that we were talking, and when she was talking, and I saw this, and I had something that I had marked already somewhere in here, but I'll find it another time. But when I thought about it, and it says, teach me, O Lord, the way of the statutes, and thou shalt keep it unto the end. And I thought about that, and I was wondering, what's going on? How do we do these things? What do we need to see ourselves? How do we need to see ourselves? I read 33 instead of 133. But I want to know, How do we see ourselves? What do we want to do? What do we need? Oh, here it is. And I was reading, as she was going, I was reading 119 and 115. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. And that just came to me as she was going through 133. And I'm saying to myself, well, depart from me, ye evildoers. See, the thing about it is we have a tendency to go around with the evildoers. We have a tendency to keep evildoers around us. And that's where we run into a lot of problems at, because just as sure as they doing evil, you're going to get it rubbed off on you, and you're going to be doing it too after a while if you hang around them long enough. So how can God order you? How can you follow God's steps? How can you follow the steps of the Lord and you're running around here blocking everything that God got for you?
Yeah.
Because you're doing it to yourself. Because of that free will, you're doing it to yourself. You can't say this person is doing it to you, that person is doing it. No, you're doing it to yourself. Matter of fact, you're doing it to yourself by the company you keep.
All
right. See, and you're not trying to save the company that's around you. The company that's around you is trying to pull you out. See? And that's where we run into a little problems at here and there, because we need to see where we're going and how we're doing things. We need to understand, as the apostle was saying, we need to understand where we came from. To be perfectly honest, we need to understand where we came from. See, because a lot of people don't know the steps that they've made in life. Look at where you were a month ago to the day in the Lord. Did you get any stronger? Did you grow a little bit? See, we should be growing daily. We should be growing month by month in our word of God, in our prayer life. We should be able to see how things are changing. We should be able to see things changing around us. We should be able to see how our prayers even change. We might start off as rookies, as babes, but then after a while, we start becoming better, better, and better. We start realizing that we're making strides and we're making steps in the Lord by the way we speak, the way we think, the way we do things, the company we keep. See, it's amazing that you don't even see the improvements you make. Other people can see it, but you don't see it. You still think you the same old, same old. But you're not. You know, that can go either way. You can drop deep south or you can come northward. That's up to you. Like some people say the world is flat, so they're going to walk off a cliff. Some people say the world is round, so they're going to go around the block. Think about it. But we need to understand where, as apostles say, where you're coming from. You need to understand where are your steps headed to also. You know, because God walking on the side of you, whether you know it or not, there's always an angel around you somewhere doing something for you. But do you accept it? Do you accept the help that comes from God? See, a lot of people always, as we said last night, always got that, I did it. It's all on me. Didn't nobody help me? No, that's not true. Because of the Spirit of Lord, the Spirit of God didn't help you. See, therefore, see, you don't even realize that the Spirit of Lord gave you and put you in the position that you're helping others. You might be giving somebody a job and don't know it, don't realize, but that's helping that person. That's helping that person take their money and go pay tithes in their church. But you want to be mean, nasty, and cantankerous, but that don't matter. But you're still helping somebody and don't even know it. And then that person is helping their church and doing what they got to do and praying for that boss. They're praying for that boss all the time, but yet still the boss don't realize that it wasn't just them. It was God, and it was the people that's under him that's praying for him also. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of things happen, and a lot of things do what it is. But have you ever noticed if you were in the church and that when you got to the job was kind of slow, then after you was there, it seemed like the customers picked up and everything picked up around you for that company? But then as soon as the company let you go, they go out of business? Think about these things that go on. Mm-hmm. But people don't notice these things. But you need to notice. You need to wake up and open up your eyes and notice what goes on when God is blessing you. You have to do what's necessary to keep your to keep yourself in the Lord. We have to do what's necessary in us to follow the steps of the Lord, to follow the orders of the Lord. Because we will get ourselves into trouble every time. We will find ourselves in all kind of messes. If we don't deal in the Lord, if we don't figure out ourselves how to conduct ourselves in the Lord. See, a lot of times we don't know how to conduct ourselves. We find ourselves in all kind of problems. We find ourselves in all kind of, as I say, mishaps and things of that nature. But we need to understand that God is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? But first of all, we got to learn to take those steps. First of all, we got to learn to do what we got to do in order to proceed in the Lord. If we don't have the fortitude to keep it going, if we don't have the mindset to keep it going, let's just go back to Job. No matter what came at him, Job would not deny God. But we so weak-minded, soon as something happened, we gone. We through. See, we're not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to be strong in the Lord. We're supposed to be able to withstand these things. Because what does they say? If it don't kill you, it should make you stronger. It should. Not weaker, but stronger. Some people fold under pressure, some don't. But we got to learn how to pick our brothers and sisters up. Amen. If we see them folding under pressure, hey, we got to learn to pick them up and say, come on, you can make it. You can do it. That's the same way if someone is sick. If someone is sick, you can say, you'll be okay, then God will get you. God will guarantee it for you. So, we thank the Lord and his Apostle Porter.
Oh, we thank the Lord for Deacon Mike. Right now, we just want to say this to you. We praying right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for each and every one, Lord, that steps might have slipped. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father, touch them. Let them know right now. Manifest yourself to each and every one in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, that you're with them, God, that you will always be with them if they allow you to entrust you today, God, because you know that he choose you. And you, no matter where you are, God has chosen you, and he wants to bless you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, those of you that are sick, be made whole right now. We call cancer to dissolve right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever your problem is, that it be gone. In Jesus' name, never to return anymore. It's in the middle of the ocean, and God will not remember it or have it taken up anymore. In the name of Jesus right now, receive your blessing. Receive your blessing today. You that have slept and fell, receive your blessing today. Rise and shine and give God the glory.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That is an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. And Apostle Porter said, be sure of every step you make, every step. And Psalms 119, 133 say order. What is order? It says to put in order, to give an order to command to, or come to a specific place. Say, order my steps. What is steps? A movement made by lifting your foot down in a different place. The sound of a foot making a step. Are you hearing your foot make that step today? That step to cross the street and go to that place of blessing? Crossing over from into the world and into God's kingdom? Are you allowing God to order your step today? It says, order my step in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Are you doing that today? Are you standing on God's word today when he said he's not going to leave you nor forsake you? Are you standing on his word, allowing him to do the work that he already started in you? Are you taking orders from God, or are you taking orders from your flesh? Which one are you doing today? Today is the day for you to allow God to continue to have his perfect will done in you. Be sure of every step that you make. Trust in God. Know that when you lift that foot up and put it down, know that when he say go this place or go that place, know that when he tell you to open your mouth and speak, know who it is that is giving you that commandment today, giving you that order. Just like you in the military and they give you an order, guess what? You are in the army of the Lord. At least I hope you are. Get in the army, enlist today, sign up today. That give God that chance to order your step. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, I want you to get this date down now, January 20th. That's this Saturday coming now, January 20th at 10 a.m. Come on out and meet the carriers of the glory with the glory carriers manifesting his glory. Where our host is our very own, Dr. G.W. Porter. We also have Pastor Diana Dungy coming from Katy, Texas. We have Miss Maggie Paul from Titusville, Florida, and B. Benjamin from Eustis, Florida. So come on out. The time is 10 o'clock in the morning. It's at the Holiday Inn Express. That address is 3601 West Burley Boulevard, Tavares, Florida, 32778. That's at the Holiday Inn Express, 3601 West Burley Boulevard, Tavares, Florida, 32778. So come on, connect with whoever it is that you have to connect with to get a ride, whether it's a train, plane, you know, a bus. Come on, connect today and be blessed. Till then, stay tuned.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. In I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
when I let go,
let go,
he can handle it all.